Loving God, I ask thee to uphold me that I may uplift thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. At the very outset of my reflection this evening, I want to say a word of thanks to Rob and the members of the senior choir for their faithful ministry throughout the evening, not only at this service, but the service before that. And to those who are sitting here, to work your way through the three services this evening. The halos are dazzling, I must say. And a special word of appreciation to the instrumentalists who are a special part of this evening's service, to Alan and Susan and Carolyn, thank you very, very much. You had the choir swaying a bit. Before the processional hymn, I was a bit concerned whether or not we would be swaying all the way down the aisle. But it's one of those joy-filled nights, isn't it, when you hear Christmas music during the Christmas season and you're not recovering from Halloween. Doesn't that make it for you? Being able to sing Christmas music and being able to sing God's praises, being able to experience the joy of worship and to recognize that at the very heart of what we're doing together tonight, we are celebrating a mystery. A mystery. The mystery is this. You are so loved by God that God sent God's Son into God's world. That's the mystery. That's the joyful mystery. That's what gives us the impetus to raise our voices in praise and adoration. That's what gives us the impetus to say in our own way, a way which is unique to each one of us, thank you. How many of you anticipate getting a gift in the morning? That was a question. How many of you? By show of hands, how many of you expect to get a gift in the morning? You anticipate, with a little bit more enthusiasm, yeah, maybe. Raise your hands high. Are you anticipating a gift? Yes? Wonderful. How many of you are going to write a thank you note? I don't see the hands going up quite so fast. But you see, that's what we're doing together this evening. We are expressing our thanksgiving to Almighty God for the great gift which we are celebrating this night, which has been given to us. That is the joy-filled story which is ours and is told in so many unique and wonderful ways. As some of you know, especially if you've read the articles written about me in the local parish newsletter, I grew up in the States. And my father was a priest in the Episcopal Church. And the church that he was the rector of was the Church of the Holy Trinity in downtown Philadelphia. And it was a church which years ago had been served by an individual named Phillips Brooks. He was a person who served that parish around the time of the American Civil War. And when he was the rector, one of the things that he did, a number of clergy from Philadelphia went to the Gettysburg battlefield after the battle, and they tended to the wounded. They wrote letters for those who tried to communicate to home. He spent time with soldiers whose lives had been torn apart. And in the midst of all of that, he felt a profound sense of God's presence as he touched the lives and as his life was touched by those people whom he met. One of the things that happened a couple of years after that experience was that the congregation said to him, "We need to support you in a variety of different ways, and one of the ways we're going to do that is that we're going to send you on a journey." And part of that journey was going to take him to the Holy Land. As he was visiting the Holy Land, and he was a very large man, the story is told, he was given the opportunity of riding a very small donkey. The poor donkey moved very slowly, and it moved through what was the shepherd's fields. And Phillips Brooks looked around, and he was very moved by what he saw. And when he came home, he took some words and put them together and shared them with the director of music, who was also the person responsible for the Sunday school. Just saying, you don't have to multitask. And that person, who had a great deal of responsibility in the ministry of the parish, wrote the music to O Little Town of Bethlehem. And so I grew up singing O Little Town of Bethlehem a lot. And one of the great moments of that hymn gives us the opportunity to reflect on this mystery, which sometimes we can't really describe. We can't really explain. We can't really experience. Let's try something. Did you hear that? It was something that's very rare these days. Silence. Silence. Listen to how Phillips Brooks describes the moment in which this holy mystery on this holy night can transform our lives. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of God's heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. I ask you this evening to claim that moment of silence as we experience the great mystery of this night. The gift of God's Son. We move now into the rest of the service. As we move through that service, you will stand in a second or two and declare, "This is what I believe," in the words of the Creed. You will pray for each other and pray for the worldwide community of faithful followers of Jesus. We will also come to a moment in time when you will come forward and you will hear these words: "The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you." That too is the gift of this night. Take it personally, and may your amen be an expression of thanksgiving. Amen.